A sweet, heavy smell lingers inside Stop & Shop's green energy facility in Freetown. The source, more than a dozen waist-high cardboard crates full of aging food that couldn't be sold or donated. Stop & Shop spokesperson Philip Tracy pulls out a container of browning lettuce and an organic juice drink past its use-by date.
It's all types of foods, not just vegetables, but you see cheese here, you see vegetable juice, sandwiches, donuts, you name it.
Until recently, food and other organic waste like this made up a quarter of our trash. Massachusetts officials want to cut that in half by 2020, so they've enacted a law that prohibits throwing away more than a ton of food each week. That leaves large institutions with two main options: composting or something called anaerobic digestion. That's where microbes break down food in the absence of air and produce biogas that can be burned to make electricity. That's what Stop & Shop chose.
Everything you see here, multiplied times 95 tons a day, would most likely have ended up in a landfill. And now it's being turned into energy.
Stop & Shop's digester is unique in that it can handle packaged food. There are no people here ripping open bags or emptying bottles. Instead, plant manager Ruben Zacharakis-Jutz says that job goes to specially designed machines.
We take the incoming food, we dump it into the feed hopper, it goes into a masher that we use, and through hydraulic friction, we're able to start that separation process between the organics and the plastic. It goes through a series of mechanical filters where we can take out the plastic, and from there, then we're left with this organic milkshake that we can feed the digester. We can walk out there and look at that.
A two-story tall metal tank shines in the sun. Inside, microbes are sucking up that food waste milkshake and spewing out methane gas.
So this is the 1.2 million gallon reactor. So this is the actual digester. The biogas is rising to the top, and we're pulling a vacuum on it and collecting that gas. That's then going into our generator, internal combustion engine, where we're burning the biogas.
There are 11 anaerobic digesters in Massachusetts producing electricity. About half of those, including Stop & Shop, use the energy on site, while the other half earn credit for the electricity they feed into the grid. But Amy Barad of the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center says the economics remain a challenge for small businesses.
What we've seen is it working more at the larger scales, you know, wastewater treatment plant size and up, or a farm that has at least 250 or 300 cows and up. It has been challenging to make it work at smaller scales.
Plans to build a small digester at the Bourne Transfer Station fell through earlier this year when Eversource declined to buy the power. Mashpee Transfer Station is going a different direction. They now accept residential food waste and hand it over to a commercial composter. It ends up here, in the backfield of a Christmas tree farm in West Falmouth, where Mary Ryther set up Compost With Me 2 years ago.
Okay, so what you're looking at here are these cylinders of wire fencing that we use for dumping the commercial compost into. And so right now we've got like 8 or 9 of them here.
When Ryther was just getting started, she turned to industry experts for training. But she quickly found the classes weren't really geared for her.
That course was aimed at large-scale facility operators. So they sort of laughed at me a little bit nicely, in a nice way, and called me a boutique composter.
Ryther is one of two commercial composters on the Cape. She collects food waste from about 30 residential customers and just over a dozen local restaurants and schools.
And so what we do is we dump it off of the truck, we put it into the wire, and then add the brown materials again, which are the leaves, horse manure, wood chips, and cardboard.
For composting to work, nitrogen-rich greens, like food, have to be mixed with carbon-rich browns, like leaves and manure. Ryther gets paid to take food waste, but she accepts browns free of charge. She has 3 part-time employees and pays a bobcat operator to come in and turn the piles so they get the air they need.
The smelly days are the ones when you turn it. So, you know, we like to do it early in the morning before the wind kicks up. We make sure that there's not a wedding going on.
Compost With Me is something of an experiment. We know composting works biologically. The question is, can a small operator make a living at it?
Working on that. I think so. I think that as long as you, as long as an operator can make money from the collection of the food scrap materials, process it at a fairly low cost, and then be able to sell the product at the end.
Both composting and anaerobic digestion keep uneaten food out of landfills and turn it into something useful. And there may even be a silver lining to the economic challenges they face. Sometimes businesses find their best option is simply to reduce the amount of food they need to dispose of in the first place. Even simple changes can cut waste in half, and that's critical if we're going to get to zero waste.